3 more election candidates have emerged in East Douglas over the last 36 hours or so. We'll hear from them on Mandate over the next couple of mornings. Firstly, this morning, advertising copywriter and author Richard Falk. 4 weeks today, by-election day, of course. Nominations close next Tuesday. This vacancy following the retirement of Brenda Cannell as an MHK. Well, Mr. Falk's announcement and that of former TT rider and company director John McBride has taken the total now to 6. I asked Mr. Falk why he's standing.
The first thing I want to say is there's nothing worse than a politician who says, I'm doing it for the greater good of the people, and goes Uriah Heep-like to the electorate. That is not the reason. I'm doing it first and foremost because I think I will enjoy this and I will have fun.
That's honesty.
Yes. And secondly, also being quite honest, I think there are certain things that need to be said in the House of Keys that are not being said at the moment.
Go on.
The island has a very severe debt problem. I'm not talking about individuals. I'm talking about government. My research has shown that the government's own pensions liability, this is public sector pensions, not the National Insurance Fund, now stands at £3 billion, at 3,000 million. The debts of Manx Utilities, which is a utility company providing electricity and water to just 85,000 people, is £497 million. It will take decades to pay that down. It could even take centuries.
As one person, what difference could you make?
The difference I can make is raising this in the House of Keys and trying to persuade other people to think similarly. I think we do have a new generation of MHKs who've come in, who are perhaps more financially astute and more willing to take the difficult decisions.
Really?
Hopefully. I think we've had some interesting by-election results. I think we've had some good new members join us. I think it's very important to emphasise that one person cannot change the culture of the Keys. Anybody who claims they can do that, particularly in the 9 or 10 months available, that would be complete and utter nonsense. What one can do is raise the issues and act as a critical friend to government.
Do you take much of an interest in Manx politics?
Very much so. I was involved in politics in the UK. I think politics, it's a fascinating subject, and it's something that touches everybody's life every day.
Well, what do you make of the current administration's achievements or otherwise over the last 4 years?
I think to an extent they've been treading water. I think it's true to say that we have a number of older MHKs who are approaching the end of their career, and the hard decisions have been pushed back until their careers end and they can leave them for a new, younger administration to deal with. I think that's extremely dangerous. If we don't get a grip on public spending, we could very well be on the way to becoming a failed state.
What is concerning, do you think, the good people of East Douglas? And I appreciate you're going to be canvassing over the next nearly a month, but what strikes you as an East Douglas resident is of concern?
I think the promenade regeneration is going to be a very emotive issue. I have a strong stance on it, and I think probably half of the people will agree with me and half will disagree. I'm very much opposed to the scheme as it's been proposed. I think it's completely over the top. I think it's irresponsible to commit £21 million of public money to such a scheme when we could be using it to pay down debt. I think that the scheme itself will take years to complete. It will be a nightmare for those of us who live on the prom and also for anybody who parks on the prom or works on the prom.
But something needs to be done.
Something does need to be done. The road is in an appalling state, but my view is we've now reached the financial position where we need to make do and mend and not go for these major landmark schemes.
I'm fascinated by your manifesto slogan about business.
Yes, the theme of the campaign is no more business as usual. We do need to start thinking differently and acting differently. If we don't do that, we will not be in a position to fund the frontline services that everybody relies on. There's also an alternative version of that line, which I will be using on the front of the manifesto, which is, if it's business as usual, we're closed for business. And we will be, quite literally, as an independent nation, we will be finished. If we have to go cap in hand to the United Kingdom to bail us out, I believe their price would be the absorption of the Isle of Man. It would become a neglected and unloved offshore county. The industries on which we rely, international finance, which provides at least a third of our GDP, and e-gaming, which provides 17%, we would lose those industries. We would lose the tax-neutral status that enables us to be a major offshore player in the financial world.
Richard Falk, who's declared in East Douglas.